With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We got breaking news from the Ben and Skin crew, and it's coming from KT and Shippy. Remember, Kevin Turner broke the news in Oxnard that Zeke was going to Cabo. Shippy has his sources as well, usually breaking baseball news. But here's the tag team from the Ben and Skin show with the very latest 10 minutes ago from Kevin Turner. KT says that Zeke has booked his flight back from Cabo tomorrow. And Jonathan Shipman says the Cowboys and Zeke were in contact late last night and that a deal could come together over the weekend. So combine this with Ed Werder, who yesterday said the Cowboys have made an offer somewhere between Le'Veon Bell and Todd Gurley, and Jeff Darlington, who on ESPN yesterday said that he is hearing that this thing is going to get done. And it looks like 21 will be in the backfield for the Cowboys with the breaking news.
Yeah, it's brought to you by Radio.com Sports and by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. I do want to know if it's a coach class ticket that he booked. Maybe a middle seat. I don't know if we got a middle seat. What happened?
Let's bring in the two stars from the Ben and Skin show.
Wait, you're telling me it's not Adam Schefter?
Adam.
Come on.
Oh, Shefty, you're killing me.
You're killing me, Shefty.
I can't wait to see how many butthurt media members there are. Shippy, be prepared.
There's still more chasing to do.
Oh, I'm ready. Because KT was getting death threats in Oxnard when he broke the Cabo story. So your inbox is about to be lit up by these old curmudgeons.
David Moore's going to be at your VIP table in Uptown tonight.
Kev, what are you hearing? Just to recap.
The same source that told me the Cabo stuff a couple weeks ago, that he was going to Cabo, texted me this morning and said, I don't know if it means anything, but I can tell you that Zeke is booked to return from Cabo tomorrow morning.
Nice.
So that's all we got. You know, if Zeke doesn't come, that's, you know, maybe Marshall Faulk is right, but that's what we have, that Zeke is coming back from Cabo tomorrow morning, according to a source. He's booked to return from Cabo.
Now, he could be coming back just to get another haircut and laundry done, but then Shippy comes in with the second part.
Yeah, I was tipped off late last night, that Zeke and the Cowboys were in contact over a new deal, and then after doing some more digging, I found out that basically, if it doesn't get done this weekend, it will be done by next weekend. He will not miss any regular season games. The way it was explained to me was that this whole Cabo thing has been as much of a holdout as it has been him just kind of distancing himself from all the distractions and things like that, maybe just not wanting to participate in training camp. So he's kind of secluded himself from everything, just really focused on himself. He knows he's Ezekiel Elliott, but the plan all along has been that he will return and he will not miss any regular season games.
Let's see, Cabo or camp.
I heard Oxnard's pretty nice.
If you look at timelines and look at how yesterday went, though, you had the Jeff Darlington report, which seemingly out of nowhere with Jeff Darlington. I mean, he's been at the NFL Network and ESPN for a long time, but you don't normally see him a ton on Cowboys stories. So you see that happening, and then you see the Ed Werder report, and you go, okay, that makes sense. That's pretty good offer. It looks like the Cowboys are giving him. So it all kind of makes sense, but the fact that my guy just tipped me off this morning with, hey, the flight is booked. He's booked to return tomorrow morning. The thing that makes things, that does kind of conflate things a little bit, is the Marshall Faulk comments. And you look at Marshall Faulk's connection to Rocky Arsenault. That was his agent. That was his presenter at the Hall of Fame. So it's not like Marshall Faulk's just saying stuff, pulling stuff out of his butt, you would think. If Marshall Faulk's really going on Dan Patrick and saying he's going out to Cabo to train Zeke, you're still in the back of my head go, okay, well, maybe if a deal's not as close, then it could be another week. But I think Shippy and I have been talking to the right people in terms of knowing what's going on, and you just kind of look at the timeline. If it was going to get done, this is about the time it was going to get done. So,
Ship, you feel extremely confident this flight back is to get this worked out.
Yeah, huh? I feel very confident that it's to get it worked out, and I feel even more confident if he comes back and say it's a trip with the barber, it'll be done by next week and at the very latest.
I don't even know why he would come back. He already has a new hairstyle.
Zeke has rocking the braids.
He has small braids now. TMZ with the photos of the small braids. So Why would he come back? Unless he doesn't like
Needs new clothes. Forgot his shoes. He forgot this, this special pair of shoes. He wants some flip-flops.
I like my Zeke with an afro, you know? I like my Zeke with an afro, though. I think it just feels better.
Great work, boys. Anything else to add, or we'll let you get back to show prep. Thank you for letting us steal you for 5 minutes.
Yeah, huge show today, 10 to 2. Of course, Broadus will come on at 1 to get you ready for the Texans game a little bit. So we're going to have good times from 10 to 2.
Ship, ship.
Hey, man, let's party.
You're supposed to say hooray.
Oh, hooray.
Ship, ship, hooray, right?
Hooray!
Hey!
I don't feel like y'all have ever done that before.
No, we haven't.
No, yeah, it's all old school. It's a thing now.
It's a thing now. Thank you, boys. Fantastic work. Look at that. We have Mike Florio on and Kevin Turner and Jonathan Shipman walk into the building with the major news that Zeke is on his way back and Shippy is hearing, if not this weekend, next weekend, a deal with Zeke is going to be done. 105.3 The Fan with the breaking news. Autoflex CC Fan Text is open. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. And I'm sorry, RJ Choppy, that a running back extension is imminent. Sorry for you.
It's not sorry for me. It's sorry for the team. It's not sorry for me. It's just sorry for the Joneses' bank account, all that good stuff.
Eh, whatever.
Just apologizing for that.
Well, okay, well, let's do this. Let me jump in real quick. If he does sign this weekend, uh-huh. He flies back tomorrow and he gets it signed this weekend. You said, RJ, earlier this morning, $8 million a year. You sticking with that?
That's what I would give him.
That's not what he's going to get. Yeah,
wouldn't get him off
of... it wouldn't get him off of the couch.
Yeah.
But, I mean, according to, as the Autoflexity Fantex points out, his war is worth $5 to $7 million. That's what his market value is.
Let me just speak reality now, and you can put RJ off to the side unless you want to back up these asinine statements. What the Cowboys are about to do, and I'll give you the good and the bad. Number one, they're making themselves a Super Bowl candidate. And most importantly, they're taking the heat off Dak Prescott. Everyone said that, you know, this is about Zeke and the running back numbers and how much do you hand it off and all that. No, it's really about helping out your quarterback. That's what Broadus has been preaching this entire time. Dak should give a portion of his salary to Zeke Elliott. And he should give a portion to Amari Cooper because the reality is without those guys around, this team ain't going to the playoffs. And without Zeke Elliott around, they wouldn't be going to the postseason just by himself. So, while it may hurt you, and it is going to hurt you in terms of depth, I'm fascinated to see if your top 10 salary stat works out. Give us that one more time if you can, because they are so top-heavy. That's the negative. Your depth is going to be hurt. I'm petrified to give this guy a ton of guaranteed money because he has proven he cannot be trusted off the field. You got to worry in the future about the workload, grinding him into the ground. But for the here and now, right now, today, the Cowboys are about to make themselves a championship possibility, not a favorite. They're a championship contender because their best football player is coming back in a hopeful brand new offense. It's tremendous news for Dak Prescott and Kellen Moore. Down the road, though, I'm really, 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 really worried because we are setting this up for a year or two from now. And again, I'm just giving you both sides of us saying, oh, there goes guaranteed money down the drain because Zeke is doing something again off the field and a possibility of being punished by Roger Goodell, the commissioner, and how top heavy they are now with this roster.
All right, so here is the art of salary cap balance.
And hit us up on the phones right now, if you have a reaction, want to give KT and Shippy their props with the breaking news and your reaction to it, whether you are celebrating or cringing, 877-881-1053. Let's do it, 877-881-1053.
And this is such a fine line here. And now, it's not to say that you can't win from being above 60% of your salary cap with the top 10 players. You can. But it averages out to 5.5 wins per year.
Okay, how's that a thin line?
Because
that's missing the playoffs by a ton.
If you're between 56 and 59% of your cap on the top 10, your average wins are 9.2.
Okay.
1% changes the entire thing.
Mm.
Your average scoring margin between 56 and 59% of your cap goes from 28.4 on the positive to minus 90. You get outscored by an average of 90 points on that one. So, and look, 56 to 59, 52 to 59 really is the meat. You want to be in that range. You don't want to be lower than 50. If you're lower than 50, you're having a losing record.
And how many years is this based off of?
This is about a 10-year window.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this a lot of data.
Right. And you're talking about almost 300 teams, 300 team years, games. So that's how it looks. It's a lot. I mean, that's a big gap. So if you hit over 60, and
so just reset it, put it in a nice, neat bow.
If you have the top 10 players on your roster account for 60% of your cap or more, again, it doesn't mean you can't win. It means the average teams that have had that have won 5.5 games. The reason for that is your depth.
You need incredible luck in terms of injuries.
You need luck in terms of injuries. You need favorable scheduling. You need to play well. You know, and again, it doesn't mean that they can't win. It just means that, on average, those teams win 5.5 games a year.
Marshall Faulk was on the Rich Eisen show yesterday. Actually, Troy, if you want to work the phones, go ahead. I know you got to double up there. But Marshall Faulk apparently might need to make a U-turn in terms of his travel plans because he said he was going out there to help Zeke train. And he has the same agent, Rocky Arsenault. So I think Marshall yesterday was being a little bit of a mouthpiece for Zeke. Rich Eisen apparently will have to eat his producer's hat if Zeke misses any games. And before Marshall Faulk left the show, Rich said, "Come on, man, give it to me. Your best guess. Am I eating your hat or not?" And he was like, "Yeah, I think you're going to be eating a hat." But I think that's, you know, his fellow agent saying, "We'll miss games." Melvin Gordon is doing that right now. He's threatening regular season games missed. 877-881-1053. We got Roy and we got Troy manning the buyersafety.com hotline with your reaction to the report from KT and Shippy, double teaming it. Zeke is on his way back. And Shippy says it's to work out a deal by this weekend or next weekend. Kurt in Maryland. Kurt, you're live with Sean and RJ. What do you think of the report?
Yes, good morning. How you doing, guys?
Good morning. Well, thank you. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, definitely, without a doubt, you got to pay Zeke. Zeke makes his engine run. I just hope in this contract that in the first 3 years that it's structured where he could get the money that he's worth. But I just hope the last 2 years, when he's getting closer to the 30 age or, you know, on that side, that there is a way to get out of the deal, like if you just ran him to death or whatever. But definitely, Zeke makes this engine run. Let's go, Cowboys.
Thank you, Kurt. Patrick and Irving. Pat, you're live with Sean and RJ. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Just wanted to give you guys my opinion. And I definitely don't think the Cowboys win 8 games without Zeke Elliott. He's... you may not be able to trust him off the field, but using Pollard in with Zeke, I am so jacked to hear this news from you guys, and I can't wait for them Cowboys, baby.
Good call, Pat. Thank you for the call. Autoflex Leasing Fantex is lit. 877-881-1053.
From the 903, I feel very lukewarm about this. It's like giving a toddler a reward for throwing a temper tantrum.
Well, I mean, a player's I don't consider a holdout to be a temper tantrum. Like, he's allowed to do it. It's within his rights.
But you've also said many times that he's on a contract, he should honor it.
I've said that. I mean, I've been pretty set here.
Joppy always usually supports the player.
Like, it's within his collective bargaining rights to do this.
And again,
I wouldn't do it, but it's within his rights.
And the team doesn't honor the contracts. Ask Alan Hearns.
The one track.
Yeah.
It's a one track. It's not a contract, it's a one track.
All right, here comes Mike Fisher.
Oh, Joseph.
I will work to verify the Zeke update from my guys at The Fan. I don't know that agent Rocky Arsenault would agree with reports of progress at this speed, but Cowboys management remains optimistic of pre-game one deal. Well, that's Jeff Darlington, Ed Werder, KT, and Shippy all hearing major progress. Fish apparently going against the grain there. So we'll take more of your Zeke.
He's a salmon. Swimming upstream.
Yeah. He's a salmon, all right.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.